Thursday, 1st of June, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by markets editor Lane Kelly. Hello, Lane.
Hello.
Today's podcast will be over the polyethylene market, which, according to Lane's most recent focus story, is dealing with high inventories thanks to a lot of polyethylene capacity coming online, especially in the U.S. Gulf Coast.
Yes.
And is that going to be the case for the rest of June?
Well, May contracts dropped 3 cents a pound. Whether June contracts drop is another question, but no one is talking about increases. You've just had a month where in April you had PE inventories jump up to a two-year high. So once the inventory data came out, all of a sudden the drift was, why should we have higher prices now when there's so much inventory? Part of the reason is buying overseas. Export prices have been drifting lower over the past probably 6 weeks to 2 months. A lot of that has to do with China not really doing any speculative buying. They're buying what they need over there. China still is a net importer of PE, but they're not buying any speculative product. I've been told this in the past week by traders. And what that has an effect of is exports have kind of drifted lower, by a penny or two, penny or three, and that has really stifle the market. So that cuts the legs out from under producers who want to raise prices. Whether they can try again, they were going to try and raise prices three cents in May, but about midway through the month, they call that off and said no. And then all of a sudden, two producers, Nova and Formosa, said, well, we'll cut prices 3 cents a pound, and that was it. That was the die was cast for the month. The May drop, the contract price drop in May, represents the first confirmation this year of what many people have been expecting, which is prices have to go down because of all this new capacity, the new plants. There's four new plants coming online this year and early next year. 4 million tons or more they're going to add to U.S. capacity. Everybody hears these numbers and say, how can prices go up? You're adding more capacity. Well, the May was the first drop in prices this year. And what happens in June? Maybe I've got some data over the past 5 years. Contract prices have trended flat to down over the past 5 years with three rollovers and two price cuts and only one increase. Only one increase in the past 5 years during June.
Now, could rise in oil prices help some of these producers increase the price?
Yes, sure. Rising oil prices always helps make everybody feel better. And oil prices have not been rising over the past few weeks. They were rising there for a while in early May, but now they've started drifting lower again.
So the producers won't be counting on that.
So they're you know, oil prices affect every petrochemical. And the producers like to cite rising oil prices. When they raise prices, well, look at oil prices, they're going up. And so when oil prices start going down, that kind of don't bring that up, but everybody else does.
Right.
The buyers do.
So for the next few months, about the only thing that they'll be really keeping an eye on is the additional capacity coming online.
The last half of 2017 is going to see probably three new U.S. plants come online. There's a fourth that may come online this year, but it's probably going to be early next year. So the outlook for the rest of the year is new capacity. And what does that mean? That means plenty of supply, and that supports people who want lower prices.
Cool. Thanks for the update, Lane. And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in the polyethylene market or any of the other markets we cover, be sure to visit ICIS.com. And be sure to tune in for our next podcast.